The Crystal Prison by Robin Jarvis. Book 2 of the Deptford Mice Trilogy. This book bears the following dedication. For the rest of my family, who now live without the light of my father. Prologue. Smoke over Deptford. It was a hot day in Deptford. A terrible stench hung over the housing estates and increased as the sun rose higher in the sky. It was strongest on a building site near the river. There the air was thick and poisonous. The builders themselves choked and covered their faces with their handkerchiefs. At the edge of the site next to the river wall was an untidy pile of yellowing newspapers. They lay in a mouldering heap amongst the loose bricks and spreading nettles. It was here that the stink began. One of the builders came trudging up. His worn, tough boots waded through the weeds and paused at the newspaper mound. A scuffed toe tentatively nudged some of them aside, and a dark cloud of angry, buzzing flies flew out. Revealed beneath the papers was the rotting body of a horrific giant cat. Jupiter was dead. The evil lord of the rats had met his end weeks before in the deep, dark sewer water. His immense body had sunk to the muddy bottom, where underwater currents pulled and swayed his corpse this way and that. Slowly he rolled out of the altar chamber and through a submerged archway. Into the tunnels he had drifted, turning over and over in the water. One minute his grisly, unseeing eyes would be staring at the arched ceiling above, and the next, glaring down into the cold, dark depths.